Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McKusick. We're here to continue our UFA series today, where guests come on, they pick one UFA they'd like to advocate for and why the Ravens need him for the 2025 season. Today, we have Sean Schooldon, who's going to tell us why the Ravens need a certain player. Sean, who's your guy?
Matthew Judon.
All right. Matthew Judon, obviously a lot of Ravens fans familiar with him. What need does he fill for the Ravens?
Well, he fills an edge setter and a pass rusher and a game wrecker.
All right. He was a good outside linebacker, as a coverage player way back when. Even last year, dropped the coverage 87 times, which is actually, I'm just seeing this, surprising me a little bit, but didn't have a particularly good year for Atlanta in terms of pressure and whatnot. How's he going to get that turned around in Baltimore?
Well, I think after his bicep injury, not having a strength building off season with somebody his age, and that also could discount him, you know, for maybe a discount price as well.
Okay. All right. So he played in all 17 games last year. So you're kind of assuming that he played through the injury, or are you still feeling from the injury?
Yeah, just a little bit after the injury, not being able to build the strength up in an off season, and then getting traded, new scheme. They ran a little bit of a different 3-4, a lot of young guys, but if he can, 2022, he was up for Defensive Player of the Year. I think he was ninth in voting. He had an interception last year too, which was kind of wild to see.
Yeah, he certainly was a good player a couple of years ago. It's surprising that was the first interception of his career.
Yeah, right.
Had some big sack year with New England, obviously, the 1 year. It really kind of bothers 15
and a half, yep.
These guys go and they go off for another team like Za'Darius Smith and Matthew Judon did. But They used him a little differently, obviously. Okay, so the Ravens only really on the outside linebacker group only have two guys who are particularly effective rushing the passer in Owe and Van Noy.
Right.
So Tavius Robinson would he'd still be on the team, obviously, and Matthew Judon just be a fourth rotational guy.
Well, I would think that they would move to Tavarius where Brent Urban is, and I know they like their rotation to keep guys fresh. So being able to use Judon all over the line of scrimmage, especially on third down, you know, you can put him in there as a, as an end too, and still have Owe and Van Noy. And Van Noy, I mean, for setting the edge, I mean, he's he had about 14 tackles for losses, and I just feel like Matthew Judon could come in there and be a rotational guy as well. I mean, he probably would take snaps from Ojabo as well. I mean, he shows flashes, but I mean, who knows how his offseason going to go and being injured here and there throughout training camp and throughout the season. To bring somebody in there like Judon would probably benefit Michael Orr getting creative, or Zach Orr.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that. And Tavius already has bumped in some on the outside in three outside linebacker packages, and Judon has at times in his career as well. So that's certainly feasible in terms of the Ravens going to back to more of that. The last couple of years, since they've had a lot of their good pass rush talent, has been on the inside with BK, Jones, and Pierce all providing value. Really used mostly two outside linebacker packages. But even so, I don't know about you. I'm not too worried about David Ojabo losing playing time.
No. Yeah.
The end of that group gets pretty thin pretty quick. After Tate, then you have
Adisa Isaac. Yeah.
So he really has to make the team though, right?
In
his second year. Ojabo, I could easily see him being cut.
Me too.
And then after that, you have Harrison is really an outside linebacker / inside linebacker.
And he played inside a lot too, yeah.
So he's a guy who...
I mean, I don't know if they're going to bring him back because he might test the market. I mean, and want to actually fulfill that role in playing inside linebacker, because I know the Ravens were trying him at edge and putting him all over the field. Mm-hmm. But he can't really cover as good. But, I mean, he's definitely taking steps in a positive direction. But, you know, they might not bring him back, and they don't have a lot of money either. So they might have to go through the draft to be able to bring somebody else in that's younger. And Trenton Simpson, I would think that he would take the next step. It took Patrick Queen a little bit of time to get acclimated in the scheme and all.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I still kind of think they'll draft an inside linebacker.
Yeah.
Harrison, they have a nice friction to keep him, because I don't really think anybody's beating down the door to pay him $2 to $3 million per year. So if the Ravens want him, they can pay him $2.5 million, and it only counts $1.5 million against the cap. So that'd be kind of an advantage by him being a qualified veteran. But they do have two other guys they want to give that to, I think. And
Welch, I think he's a big guy, or big special teams guy, and I know they love those guys as well.
They love him, but didn't Welch leave the franchise for a year? Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe he didn't.
He did. They signed him back, yeah. So but then they brought in
Chris Board.
Oh, yeah, right. Board, yeah.
But the two guys I'm thinking of are not you have to play four consecutive years with the team, and the only two guys that really meet that criteria are Tylan Wallace, who'd be a good bet to get it, and Patrick Ricard, who they'd be lucky to get him that cheap, but it might really work out. That might be about the right price for Ricard now. $2.5 million, you know, a year for 2 years. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Matthew Judon, because I think one of the things we need to ask is what kind of percentage of snaps are you looking for him? What are you looking for him in terms of a role on this defense? Would you have him as be a pure situational pass rusher, or would you have him be playing a lot of rundowns, or what would you be doing?
Well, I think that it might be a more of a rotational guy, and because he's such a good edge setter. And I know Owe came in the league as a very good edge setter. He didn't really have too many sacks in college, but he's really turned the corner. And I mean, he had probably, I think, 20 some quarter QB hits. But I would think that Judon would play more of a rotational. I don't think he would be the every down player at his age. But I mean, you never know during camp with injuries and all that happened. But I think that would be a perfect guy to have as a veteran, and especially if you can get him for a little bit cheaper price.
Right. All right. Well, I mean, I think it makes sense to me. He's coming off a very bad year, so I think there's certainly a possibility they could have him pretty cheap. I wonder if it would work out. Obviously, he's a player who said some things after he left the team that were maybe a little bit regrettable, particularly in terms of the organization kind of being cheap and not paying any of their pass rushers. But hopefully, I think the Ravens can get over it. I wonder if Judon can get over it.
Yeah. I think he could.
All right. And nothing specific in terms of like a pressure rate or anything like that. You're not looking for anything particular, just for him to contribute as a rotational.
Yeah, right. And especially on rushdowns. I mean, and when it comes to the playoffs, to have somebody like that would be a great benefit. Okay. I mean, if he can get back to somewhat of what he did a couple years.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Years back before the injury, I mean, he was awesome for the Patriots.
He was earlier in his career, and I don't think you could really count on him for this anymore, but he was one of the best coverage linebackers in the game. And let's give you this, for his whole career, only allowed 6.4 yards per target, which is exceptional. There might be a passer rating in here too. Yeah, passer rating career of 93, which is good for an outside linebacker.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe it gives the Ravens something there too. If he's an outside linebacker who can drop, that does give them flexibility. They had a lot of that with Bowser and Judon together at one point where they could drop from either side. And the Ravens still, they rush four a lot. They rushed four 81% of the time, three or four, 81% of the time this last year. So they like to have somebody dropping to offset a slot corner blitz, for example, most of the time.
Yeah, instead of using a lot of stunts like they did a couple of years back.
Yeah. All right. Well, Matthew Judon is certainly a reasonable choice in terms of what's going on. Now, let's get down to the brass tacks question, which is how much do you think you can get him to play for?
So I was thinking more of like a 3-year deal worth around maybe 30 million, maybe do 20 million guarantee, but then try to push more of it on the tail end of the contract. And then, because they don't have much money this year, but if they give him more guaranteed money, then maybe even after 1 year, maybe they you know, or after the first couple of years, if it's a 3-year deal, they can just release him.
I think he's going to go much cheaper than that. And I'm trying to see what some other sources.
I would hope so.
Let's come up with this here for a second. So OTC values his 2024 season at about $3.7 million. Now, he had a bad year, but yeah. I would be kind of surprised if he got more than a prove-it deal, a one-year deal, which was like $1.5 to $2 million, up to $5 million with some
incentives.
Not likely to be earned incentives. Yeah. I don't think he's gonna get a multi-year deal. I just be my one year.
About
this. Yeah. And he's also gonna be 33 years old when the season starts. So Ravens have had a good track record of identifying the guys who could still give them something at that age, between Justin Houston and Jason Pierre-Paul, and I've been naming these names like continuously. Kyle Van Noy rather, and Jadeveon Clowney. So they certainly got a lot of elderly pass rushers to come in. Maybe Judon could be another.
Yeah, and they would have, you know, they wouldn't strike right away. They would wait until probably training camp to even pull that trigger. And I mean, that would be to have him for that cheap for a 1-year prove it deal. And I mean, he's already made around $75 million. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, they're having a couple million for the first year to build his confidence, like, or their confidence in him and all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would see that as a reasonable possibility. All right. Well, you know, reasonable choice. I wonder where the Ravens have him on their scale of older pass rushers that they could bring in. I mean, he's probably there somewhere in their top 10 or so guys that they would like to have.
Yeah.
But you know, knowing the system and whatnot, or aspects of the terminology probably still exist that were there when he was there. In fact, since it's Orr's thing, wasn't Judon a rookie in 2016 when Orr was actually still playing? So it could be that they grew up with similar terminology and whatnot that would be familiar. All right. Well, you know, I think there's a lot of Ravens fans like you who would love to see Matthew Judon come back at the right price. So I think that's an interesting call.
Yeah.
All right, any other comments about him before we move on, or any other comments about how he affects the defense in other ways?
No. I don't know what they're going to do to. I mean, if they could get more money, I don't know if they strike a deal with Andrews or to free us more money, then they can go after somebody a little bit more younger. But how they've been doing things the past couple of years to get an old veteran in there for a little bit of cheaper price.
Yeah, they have a few options, because some of their third-year players they can pull the trigger on now. But the big two to free up cap space are extending Lamar Jackson. And that, by the way, that's what that visit to Florida is about.
Exactly.
That's what that'll be
about.
Besides, that's the big one, because it's a lot of dollars, particularly in extending Lamar Jackson. DaCosta may even put it to Lamar that, hey, we can keep Andrews, but the only way you can keep Andrews is if we extend you. They may even directly say that. And he may say, okay, I'll do a tack on 2 more years at $60 million or something. And we'll, you know,
agree. You still got to pay Kyle Hamilton too. I mean, there's a couple guys that need, there's Washington, a couple guys that need to get paid.
Linderbaum, likely. Maybe Falele.
Linderbaum for sure. Yeah. Likely.
Yeah. A lot of people don't think Falele, but Falele would be probably pretty cheap right now if you pull the trigger, and next year he might not be. So it's kind of an optimal time to make that gamble.
Yeah, and he's taking steps. I mean, even if, you know, hopefully they can sign Stanley, but even if they have to move Rosengarten to the left, I mean, they would probably want to move him to right depending on the draft.
Yeah, he could end up back at tackle. That's for certain. He's played better at guard, particularly in these last few games. And I'd like to see it. But anyway,
and playing guard, you gotta you know, it works on your, or playing guard, you work on your footwork a lot more too. So,
you think he might have improved as a tackle from playing guard?
Yeah,
it's possible. I suppose his footwork is definitely not the strong part of his game.
No,
but. Towards the end of the season, I thought he was really using his arms better, and that's something that he's got great length. Yeah. You know, he's a guy who could play. He's not a bad lunger, but also just being more physical with the guy opposite instead of trying to play patty cake with them. It gets so frustrating with the guy for not finishing blocks. Yeah. All right, well, Sean, really appreciate. He's too big not to. Exactly. Great to have you on. Really appreciate you taking the time and being prepared for this discussion. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online if they want to.
Oh, I'm just at Purple Sauce. I'm on there all the time. I'm trying to get myself getting into more of the podcast, but I haven't had the time or anything yet.
All right. Well, fair enough, Sean. I'm sure people can tag you in on something and we can talk about how to get a conversation started after the episode on this particular topic. But Sean, really appreciate having you on. Other folks out there, if you're interested in doing one of these UFA pieces, hit me up with a DM on Twitter. In particular, for the big names, you got to get in earlier rather than later. If you're hearing this for Sean now, Sean's episode is going to come a little later because Matthew Judon is not one of the big high money early signing names. I think you got it correctly that he's going to probably sign after the draft and not affect the comp formula. Mm-hmm. But you'll be hearing this probably sometime in mid-March. If your best bet is to have a lesser money free agent, obviously somebody who's still available at the time when you contact me. Yeah. Sean, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
All right.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.